Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, he begins in verse 25 with, "For this reason, I say to you, don't be anxious." What is the reason why he says, don't be anxious? For this reason. What is the reason? The previous sentence. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and earthly wealth. For this reason, I say to you, don't be anxious for your life. Why do we need earthly wealth? We all need it to live. Even Jesus needed it. He worked as a carpenter to earn his living, teaching us that it is perfectly proper for us to learn a profession. Jesus learned a profession. You can't just be a carpenter without learning how to be a carpenter. Jesus learned it from his father, earthly father that is, and became a carpenter, and he earned his living and supported his widowed mother and six other members in his family. So, it's right to earn our living, but he was not anxious. He used money, but he didn't serve money. He served God. He said, he didn't say you can't earn money. He didn't say you can't have money. He didn't say you can't have a bank account or you can't own property or you can't have a savings account. He never said anything like that. He said you can't serve money. You can't, in other words, let me put it another way. You cannot have two masters. You cannot make God your master and money your master. That's all it says there. He said you can make God your master and money your servant. That's fine. See, some of you have got servants in your home. But you work in an office where that is your master. You don't listen to your servant at home. If it's a maid servant, she's your servant. You tell her what to do. She does the job. But you don't listen to her. But when you go to the office, you listen to your boss. Whatever he tells you, if he tells you to sit up till 8 o'clock in the evening, you've got to wait till 8 o'clock in the evening. But your servant can't tell you that. You tell your servant, today you've got to work till 8 o'clock. So you need to distinguish who is your master and who is your servant. Just like in your own life. You've got a master in your place of work and a servant at home. What Jesus is saying, make sure God is your master and make sure money is your servant. Don't let money run your life. But it's true that money runs many people's lives, and that's why, I'll tell you, that's why they get into debt, and that's why they have so many anxieties and fears and all these things. That's why he said, for this reason, I say to you, don't be anxious. So if you don't want to be anxious, you've got to start with saying, money will never be my master. And I'll tell you a wonderful thing. When you decide that, you may not make a lot of money, but you'll always have enough money for your needs. If you are willing to live simply, you'll always, Jesus said, don't be anxious. We need money to eat and drink. He said in verse 25, we need money to pay our rent. We need money to educate our children. Jesus taught us to pray earlier in Matthew 6 and verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Do you know that that prayer comes before forgive us our sins in verse 12? God is interested in giving us our daily bread. How do you get your daily bread? Well, I'll tell you how you got yours. Because your parents educated you, first of all, and fed you with clothes, fed you with food and drink, and clothed you with clothes, and educated you, and you got a job. That's how you earn your daily bread today. So in that little prayer, give us this day our daily bread, is a request for education, for a house to live in, health. You wouldn't be able to earn your daily bread if you're sick every day at home. So many things in that one request. Give us this day our daily bread. Think of what all you need to get your daily bread. You need to have some type of education to get a job, even if it's as a carpenter. So all that is involved. Lord, please give me some training to get a job, and please help me to educate my children so that one day they can earn their daily bread. I want them to get their daily bread. They need clothes to go to work. They need a house to live in. It's all involved in that. Give us this day our daily bread. Many, many things. Everything earthly that we need. And he said, don't be anxious about it. Faith is to believe there is a God in heaven who runs this universe perfectly, who never forgets. You can be absolutely sure that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. Equally sure that God will care for you. That is the beginning. And if you believe in a God like that, I can assure you, from my experience, I quit my job in the Navy 50 years ago, actually 51 now, 1966, in the month of May. And I remember when I put in my resignation, some of my non-Christian fellow officers asked me, said, Zach, who's going to take care of you? How are you going to live? Where are you going to get money from? Are you joining some Western organization? I said, no, I don't believe in joining any organization. I said, I'm going to serve God. They said, but how are you going to live? And I said, do you know that all these 7 years that I served in the Navy, every month, on the first of the month, the Navy gave me my salary. I had enough to take care of myself. And I said, do you believe God is less faithful than the Navy? If you believe in a God at all. And I said to them, if the Navy can give me my money every month, God can. Sure. Of course, they did not know God like I did, so they can't believe that. You see, a lot of people's knowledge of God is, yeah, he's there. But he's not much going to be much involved in our life. He's up there and he's got his... It's something like, you know, the Prime Minister is in Delhi, but he's not interested in you. He runs the country, but he has no time for you. He just passes certain laws and takes care of things. You've got to take care of yourself. That is exactly how many Christians believe in God. Yeah, he's there running everything, but he doesn't have any personal interest in you. He has as little personal interest in you as the Prime Minister has any personal interest in you. Ask yourself if your faith in God is not like that. I can tell you today, after 50 years of my experience, I never asked anybody for money and I never joined any organization to get money. But God took care of me, one way or the other. I never became a slave of any organization. And I believe that God allowed me to go through that to show me that He cares for us so that I could tell others He cares for you. And if He says something in His Word to do it, if you do it according to that, there'll be amazing results in your life. So, but I decided more than 50 years ago, I will not make money my master. That is why I was freed from anxiety. I used money. I've earned money through the years in various ways, honest ways, without depending on anyone. And it has always been my servant. And I want to encourage you to do that.